This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Amid heavy international pressure, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf announced today that national elections will take place before February 15th in that country. Pakistan was supposed to hold elections by mid-January until Musharraf imposed emergency rule and suspended the constitution last weekend. Western allies have been pushing Musharraf to surrender his emergency powers and resign from his post as chief of the army. But Musharraf says his resignation from the army depends on a Supreme Court ruling on whether he was eligible to stand for re-election last month in the first place while still in uniform. Musharraf has since ousted his political opponents on the court. Meanwhile, tensions on the street continue to rise. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has announced a massive anti-government protest this Friday. President Bush personally called Musharraf yesterday to urge him to surrender his emergency powers. And Pakistan's president may have fallen out of favor with Washington, but France's president appears to have endeared himself to U.S. leaders. Nicolas Sarkozy addressed a joint session of Congress yesterday, and it was clear from Speaker Nancy Pelosi's introduction that U.S.-French relations have warmed up a bit.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you His Excellency Nicolas Sarkozy, President of the French Republic.
It was a far cry from the reception given to former French leader Jacques Chirac when he first addressed Congress in 1996. Many lawmakers boycotted his speech to protest French nuclear tests in the South Pacific at the time. And despite the recent rift between the two countries over France's refusal to support the war in Iraq, the pro-American Sarkozy was all about reaffirming France's long friendship with America. Here's a bit of his speech through an interpreter.
Long live the United States of America. Long live France. Long live French-American friendship.
Can't argue with that. Sarkozy did not mention Iraq, but he got another standing ovation when he said France would not tolerate a nuclear Iran. Finally today, if you took some twisted pleasure in the debacle that was the disputed 2000 presidential election, well, you'll get your chance to watch the drama unfold again, this time on the big screen. Recount is the name of an HBO movie that will tell the story of intrigue among the butterfly ballots and hanging chads. The movie is now being filmed in Tallahassee, Florida, appropriately enough. Florida's former Secretary of State Catherine Harris will be played by actress Laura Dern, and Kevin Spacey will play Al Gore's chief of staff. The movie is scheduled to come out next year. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
So is that going to be on HBO, the TV show, I think? Maybe TV?
Not oh, you're right. So then it wouldn't be on the big screen.
Yeah, I think
it would be on
well,
the small HBO screen.
I think if you have a big old TV, it's a big screen.
Probably
TVs are so big now.
Yeah, exactly. Rachel, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.